It's time for another school district update on Castle Country Focus. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning is Jared Hardy. Now, he is the principal at Sally Morrow Elementary. And Mr. Hardy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
The kids have got to be getting ready for they probably don't even want to be in school right now, do they?
No, they're ready for Christmas. They're excited. Especially snow last week, it made them pretty hyper.
It's that break.
Yep.
We got to get that break in. But first, we got a lot to do. We got a lot of things going on up at Sally Morrow Elementary. Now, a few of the things you want to talk about, you had a food drive recently. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, our student government sponsors a food drive every year around Thanksgiving time, and we do a contest. The class that raises the most food brings in gets to throw pies at me. And this year we were able to raise over 2,000 pounds of food to take to the food bank. And then Mrs. Cox's third grade class got to throw pies at me.
Now, question, did the whole class, like every individual student, get to do it?
Yes.
And what about Mrs. Cox?
She got to do it
as well. See, that's an extra incentive just for everybody, right?
That is. And some of those kids, they won when they were in first grade, so this is their second time throwing them at me.
See, they got three more years at least.
That's right. I think they're planning on winning next year again.
Three more years are coming at you. So that's great. Plus, you do something great for the community, raising food for the food banks right now, because this is the time of year that they always need it.
Yeah, they really need the food at this time, and we're happy to help. Our school and our parents have been really generous to help donate every year.
Absolutely. Okay, and then your student government is doing something, and it once again giving back to the community. What have they got going on?
Our student government is sponsoring candy cane sales after lunch each day, and we're going to take that money, all the proceeds from it, and we're going to donate it to a family in our area.
And now, is this something that we just want to get everyone involved in? You want the general public to do it too, or can they do that? Or is this just for students and parents of students can send money with their kids and then that can go that way?
We would take any donation that people wanted to give, we really just like having the kids being able to be the ones that are helping to donate to the community. Like that.
Absolutely. And it teaches them to give back.
Yep.
And I think that's every time we have, especially this time of year when we have teachers in, that's what they want to talk about is the lesson that they want people and they want the kids to learn at Christmas time is it's more important as far as giving than making sure we get something.
That's right. And the kids are pretty excited about it. They get pretty happy about it every year talking about I bought two candy canes today, and they're just proud that they were able to donate.
And that's the key. That's the key. Teach them now. Teach them now that it's good to give back. All right, and then it always seems another thing that a lot of the teachers and faculty and staff have been reiterating is this is basically the last week of the quarter.
Yeah, it really is. We come back from Christmas break, and we have, I believe, 3 days, and second quarter's over, and we're at the halfway point already in the school year.
And something that Sally Morrow does, and I'm sure all the schools in the district do, Sally Morrow gives out what they call their bullpen awards. Now, my kids went to Sally Morrow. I even went to Sally Morrow years ago. So bullpen awards are great, and they kind of, you know, single out kids and say, you know, you're doing a good job and this is what we're going to, you know, we want to acknowledge that and let everybody to know how good you're doing. So talk a little bit more about the bullpen awards and what you guys do with those.
So every quarter, the teachers set goals with the students on where they're at currently and where the students think they can get by the end of the quarter. And so we set goals in behavior, in reading, and in math. And the students who had achieve those goals, one or all of those goals, we give awards to for the bullpens. And so when the second week of January, we'll come back and we'll have an assembly where we give those awards to the kids. Parents are invited to come and attend. It just gives the kids a confirmation of how well they're doing and the progress they're making.
A little bit of that positive reinforcement never hurts anybody.
That's right. Especially middle of the year, you feel like you're just slugging through the school year, but you feel that accomplishment as you get those goals.
No, you're supposed to come back from Christmas break refreshed.
That's right.
Ready to go. Never happens, but you know, maybe about the first 1 day or 2 days they come back and they're in good shape. But yeah, bullpen awards are very important. And my kids enjoy getting them. I know every kid enjoys getting them because it kind of makes them feel like, hey, you know what? This is working. What I'm doing is working and I need to keep doing that.
That's right. They see the progress they're making and they feel that sense of accomplishment, and they really feel proud of getting those.
All right, and then you guys are not immune. The whole district is on the reading train, and you wanted to talk a little bit about reading with the parents reading with the kids and that kind of a thing, because, yeah, I know the whole district is on reading right now.
Yeah, we are, and we've seen tremendous growth from our students reading-wise. We've been checking their reading levels mid-year here, and our students have come so far in their reading, and they're going to be able to keep going far if they can keep reading at home 20 minutes a night. And then we give prizes for when they bring their reading calendars back each month. And so just want to remind parents and students, bring those reading calendars back when we come back from the Christmas break for December, and keep reading at home because it benefits the kids so much.
It does. And you know, and that's the thing too, that it's one of those things that if you read with your child, they keep doing it. And eventually, you know, you don't have to read with them anymore. It's kind of a fun thing to watch that growth of a child that just kind of says, I'm just going to go sit over here and read this book.
Right. And the kids this year, as we've really focused on reading, a lot of them are really loving it. We get kids that, as they're reading books on their level and they have improved and moved to the next level, some of them have been just sad because there's a couple more books in the box on that level that they were excited to read. So we do let them go back and read those that they wanted to because we like to see that excitement.
Absolutely. And that's the great thing is once you can get a kid hooked on that and excited about it, then that's going to go with them and they're going to take that with them wherever they go.
That's right. And so far, our kids have been really excited with that.
Okay. So just kind of how much longer? We'll kind of do a quick recap. You guys had the great food drive. You took a pie in the face. It had to happen sooner or later. It's okay.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sure you did it gladly.
Oh, yes.
Then we had student government is selling candy canes. Is that just for the rest of this week, pretty much?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up on Thursday.
Okay. And second quarter ends. Basically, this is the last week of the second quarter because they come back. They've got 3 days, and second quarter's over.
Yeah, we come back on a Thursday. We have Thursday, Friday, and second quarter ends on Monday.
There you go. So, and then, of course, always read with your child at home and get those calendars turned in so they can get some rewards there.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Hardy, thank you for stopping in and talking with us. Have a Merry Christmas, sir, and keep things going up there at Sally Morrow Elementary.
We will, thank you.
For more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, go to castlecountryradio.com.